We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
The Bucks are what's hot, there's no need to deny. So what we gonna do?
Let it fly, let it fly.
That blue, green, and cream make opponents running high. So what we gonna do?
Let it fly.
Straight from the Central Division, we're focused on winning. It's pure tunnel vision, the Bucks on the mission. Here we go, let's go, welcome to the Blend Show. Go Bucks, go, cause the president says so. Giannis flying high, look up in the sky. It's a bird, it's a plane, it's cash money in your eye. Going for the gusto, the Bucks are on the way. Good to start, good to last, good to play.
Here we play show. Let it fly, let it fly.
Splash Mountain.
Let it fly, let it fly.
Freak free.
Let it fly,
welcome
let it fly.
Back to Bill Michaels Show. We're on the air. I'm Bill Michaels. Radio Joe across the way. It is game one of the Eastern Conference Finals. Fiserv Forum, the location, taking place a little bit later on this evening as the Bucks and the Raptors get underway. And I got to be honest, today, and I said this at the beginning of the program, Look, I love doing this show. Always have, always will. Okay? But it's like 7:30 tonight, can't get here soon enough. It's the show, your work day, it just gets into the way of the pregame festivities. I just want to get the hell out of here. I want to head over and get something to eat, get ready for the grill tonight, open up the tiki bar. Put up the television outside, hang out, couple of good cigars. I can't wait. A buddy of mine came to town, so he's going to use my tickets for tonight's game. He's never been, and I've been, and so I can't complain too much. So he said, hey, if you got come up with some tickets, let me know. Well, tickets are at a premium. We know that. We were talking to Mike yesterday of Connections Ticket Service, who, by the way, he said the term at a premium is not necessarily true because it is a weeknight game. And you can probably get tickets on the secondary market for close to some of the face value, but the Fiserv Forum tonight sold out. 7:30 tonight is the tip time down there. You've got the Bucks hosting the Raptors. The Bucks 60-22 on the season. The Raptors 58-24, but the Bucks beat the Raptors 3 out of 4 times this season. The Bucks only lost coming at the Fiserv Forum earlier this year. 855-830-8648. Now, Joe, you got a poll over on the website, correct?
I have a poll on the 105.7 FM The Fan Twitter account, which you can follow us there at 105.7 FM The Fan, and it's pretty simple. Bucks in blank, and you have 4, 5, 6, or 7 to choose from. Please explain why, if you can, but right now, I haven't even looked at the poll, but most recently, most people are saying between 5 and 6 games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody seems to think that this is, for the most part, a no-brainer.
Bucks and six, always. That's Bucks the culture.
Brandon,
by the way, the poll itself, 43% of you right now saying Bucks in 5, 7% say Bucks in 4, 41% say Bucks in 6, and 9% say Bucks in 7.
Yeah, I voted and I said Bucks in 6. I guess I would not be surprised if the Bucks went out and swept the Raptors, beat them in 5 games. But the more and more I think about it, I don't think it's going to go to 7 games. I really don't. I just the Bucks have the Raptors beat in so many different ways. I'm going to show a little respect for them though, because this is a team that won 58 games in the regular season and overall have played very well in the playoffs. So I'm going to respect the Raptors, but when you take their roster and put it next to the Bucks roster, oh, and by the way, you add one more guy, Malcolm Brogdon, who some could argue is the second most important Buck behind Giannis, it's just, I don't really know where there's an argument to be had to say that the Raptors could actually win four games against Milwaukee. I just don't see how it's possible.
We had Jack Armstrong, the Raptors television analyst for TSN, on a little bit earlier, and he was saying that, you know, they're going to rely a lot on Powell and Van Vliet in this series, that those guys are the ones that have to step up and have to really kind of come to help out Kawhi. And, you know, look, Serge Ibaka is another guy that can give them in the middle at least another big body that can maybe bang a little bit with Giannis.
But the Bucks have so much length to counter with that.
Right. That's just it. I mean, that's why I asked him. I said, look, Boston went big in the middle and they built the wall and they tried to keep Giannis out. And what Giannis did was, okay, I'll dish the basketball. And that worked. And not only did it work, the Bucks are 8-1 in the postseason, and they've won convincingly. So what do you do? I don't think between Lowry and Green and Leonard and Gasol and company, Serge Ibaka and Van Vliet and it's everybody else. They love saying McCaw up there in Toronto, by the way, Patrick McCaw. They don't have enough. They just don't. Is if Kawhi Leonard goes off and Lowry goes off, and they're shooting the ball extremely well, they can keep up. I just don't think the only way the Bucks lose a game or two is if the Bucks have a prolifically bad night shooting the basketball. To me, Toronto has to shoot 42% or better, and the Bucks have to shoot 35% or less for the Toronto Raptors to win. Otherwise, it just doesn't happen. It just doesn't happen.
I'm just very curious to see what Nick Nurse is going to do defensively tonight. How he's going to scheme up against Giannis, how he's going to scheme against these shooters, because, you know, Jack Armstrong also said in the last hour that Raptors have played some exceptional defense throughout in these first two series. So what will the game plan be tonight? Because I just, if you don't throw extra bodies on Giannis, we know how this is going to work. And if you're able to let Giannis cut or let Giannis have the ball, and they're going to have more guys out on the perimeter trying to guard, Giannis is going to be scoring every time inside. So do you let Giannis just put up the points that he wants and you try to defend the three more? I don't know. This is going to be really interesting to see what Nick Nurse has in store. And really, Nick Nurse, I mean, he's been coaching a lot. He was an assistant under Dwayne Casey last year, and now he's really thrusted in the spotlight now, having this team. And, I mean, is he ready for this challenge to take on a Bucks team here in the Eastern Conference Finals?
855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, feel free to do so. This one is from Mark, who says, I have come from Jefferson City, Missouri, to see the Milwaukee Bucks play tonight. Huge Giannis fan, have been for quite some time. My family is Greek, so we have found our home in rooting for the Milwaukee Bucks. From Jefferson City, Missouri, listening to us. On the app, by the way, the radio.com sports app. But nice! So that's the farthest. When you talk about going to the Fiserv Forum tonight. That's the far. Jefferson City, Missouri. I thought Menominee Marinette was kind of far to come. But Jefferson, it got, like we had mentioned earlier, from Dubuque, Iowa, who listens to us on our Platteville affiliate. We had Rochester, Minnesota as well. But Jefferson City, Missouri, you win. You win. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, feel free to do so. A couple of other emails here that I wanted to get to. Our buddy Steve says, you hit the nail on the head last night, started a great stretch for the Milwaukee sports scene. Woody with a one-hit game, six innings, forget most of the walks. The strike zone was incredibly inconsistent. Keston Hiura looks like the real thing, albeit only one game, as he says. I think the crew is on the verge of getting hot at the end of this 10-game trip and having a 5-1 or 6-0 homestand. They get back on Monday. Now for the Bucks, although I'm a bandwagon jumper, as I stated before, it's like a kid on Christmas Eve today. With Christmas morning coming tonight at 7 o'clock, I am cautiously confident but also realistic that these games will keep getting harder and harder. I think that if the Bucks win tonight, it will be a short 5-game series. If they would happen to lose, I still think the Bucks win in 6. I think the two factors that can put a dagger into the Raptors are a healthy Brogdon and Brook Lopez getting the three-ball stroke back. Come on, Milwaukee, cheer the deer. That is from our buddy Steve in Richfield. Steve, you're the man. Kyle says, hello, Bill and Joe. The Bucks in five. Go Bucks. Kyle from Fond du Lac listening to the program. Christopher writes in our Wendy's email inbox as well. He said, guys, I'm completely stoked for tonight. I'm not coming from a far distance, only Waukesha, but I'm going to be there loud and proud. We are heading down about 2:30 this afternoon to get our pregame on. I wonder if that's code word for a couple of cocktails. Christopher, you're the man. And then has the hashtag Fear the Deer in his email as well. So a lot of people excited about this coming up this evening. Tom just writes in the Wendy's email inbox, as much as I believe Kawhi Leonard is a solid player, I don't think they have enough firepower to take on what the Bucks can bring. Their bench is very, very solid, meaning the Bucks, and that is going to be the difference maker all throughout the rest of the postseason. I still think they're going to be a tough out, even against Golden State. I saw your tweet last night. Golden State does make it look easy, but I still think that they are beatable.
So here's a little stat on Kyle Lowry against the Bucks this season. Lowry shooting 7 of 30 from the field, 1 for 20 from three-point territory.
Well, don't forget, Bucks were one of the best defensive teams in the NBA this year.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, Kawhi Leonard's going to get his. But if you can shut down one or the other or really slow down one or the other, you're going to win.
Kyle Lowry doesn't scare me at all. Pascal Siakam scares me more than Kyle Lowry does.
Yeah.
Kyle Lowry, I think his biggest strength is distributing the basketball, but Siakam, he's got a ton of athleticism. He can be a monster when he's driving to the basket. That's someone to really pay attention to in this series, but Kyle Lowry, to me, has always kind of been an overrated point guard.
The game in which they lost, the Bucks lost, you just brought it up. Don't forget, in the game that they lost, Siakam dropped 30 on him.
Yep.
Kawhi Leonard dropped 30 on him. Ibaka dropped 25. Van Vliet played huge, gave him 21. Their bench had given them a total of 5. But they shot 45.2% beyond the arc and 51% from the field. One of the worst defensive performances. By the way, that was an unbelievable shooting performance by Toronto. They went 14 of 31 from beyond the arc, which was the difference in that ball game. And the Bucks, they shot 49% from the field, but only 37.8% beyond the arc. And they didn't get Toronto got to the charity stripe 31 times in that game, shooting plus 80%. So it was just everything fell right for the Raptors, but the Raptors only had a total of 5 points off the bench in that game.
Yeah, going back to Seattle.
But Kyle Lowry didn't play in that one either because he had the sore back, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he was out for that game. But the other three games, he was just terrible against the Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
Siakam, on the other hand, though, you know, this is part of the reason why the Toronto Raptors have been so good this year, because this has been a breakout year for that player. I'm not really sure if fans up in Toronto were expecting Siakam to be this, you know, really good basketball player, to expect him to be playing at the level that he has been. But if you look at the numbers this year across the board and compare him to the last 2 years before that, I mean, they have just exploded. And, you know, I'm not sure what was going through people's minds when Kawhi Leonard was traded up there and they gave up DeMar DeRozan, but Siakam has been a pivotal part as to why the Raptors are where they are right now. So that's another guy that scares me a little bit. I'll be curious to see how they defend him. I got to think Giannis will be defending him a little bit. So we'll see how that plays out. But that's, to me, after Kawhi Leonard, that's the guy to really pay attention to.
I'm going to go ahead and take a quick break. Hey, I want to remind you that it's coming up on Sunday, September 1st. Please put it on your calendar, won't you? Please go ahead and put it on your calendar. We ride for the Fisher House of Wisconsin for veterans that are in need of medical care and their families, and that's going to be our annual motorcycle ride. I can't believe it's our 12th year doing it, but it is. It's presented by Bud Light. Some of our terrific sponsors, Jeff and his wife Alicia, out at Stoley's Hog Alley out there on Oconomowoc on Venice Beach Road. They have great breakfasts on the weekend. Lake Country's, one of their Lake Country's best breakfasts, as a matter of fact, a new menu, a lot of wraps and salads and smoked meats, and they've got it all. And you don't need to be a biker to go there. Just go in and say hi to Jeff and Alicia and the whole staff out there. They're great people. Also from our friend Sean and the whole gang at Epoxy Flooring Done Right. That's Epoxy Flooring Done Right. It provides Wisconsin homes and businesses with epoxy floor coating services at reasonable prices, top quality workmanship. And on that Sunday, September 1st, we are going to stage over at Beechwood Sales and Service. That is in New Berlin. That's basically Budweiser. You see it right off of 43. And we're proud that they are back again. Craig and Robert and Diane and everybody out there at Wisconsin Harley-Davidson, that's where we're going to end. They're on board again. Finally, we got everything worked out. They're back. I cannot wait. It's going to be a great one. So say hi to the whole staff and management out there at Wisconsin Harley-Davidson. That's where you want to go ride. Going to go ahead and take a quick break. Stay tuned. We got more of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
I'm excited. I'm sorry. I just am. I'm geeked. I just, it's like, look, I love doing this program. I've said it time and again. I cannot, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the weather. I don't know what it is. I just cannot wait to get out of here today. I'm sure I'm like a lot of you. Like a lot. I was telling the story. I was in Pick and Save this morning. People walking up to me. Oh, Bucks in four. They're going to win. I took off today. Yeah, me too. Okay, great. Couple of people. I did not. I'm hanging out. But I am I'm geeked. I'm excited for tonight. Looking forward to it. And I mean, I had said this yesterday. If I am wrong when it comes to the Bucks and their, you know, I think they're going to win this thing in four or five. I just do. If I'm wrong, tell me why. If I'm wrong, tell me why. And the reason being, I don't know if it's just because I've watched them dispose now eight out of the last nine games of teams rather easily. I just don't know. If I'm wrong, tell me why. That's all I've got to say. Give me a shout. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. If I'm wrong and you think the Bucks are going to struggle or there's something to this, tell me why. Because I just don't think they're going to. I think this is going to be, I'm not going to say an easy walk in the park, but I think it's going to be done. By the way, I kind of mimicked your poll, Joe. I did the exact same thing. I just forwarded it over to ours. Most are saying, 53% are saying Bucks in six. 27% saying Bucks in five. It continues to grow. 5% say Bucks in four. 16% say Bucks in seven. But most people seem to think this is it. Five or six games, done, over. Let's get on to the NBA Finals. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Jack writes, hey guys, Keston Hura comes up, goes 2-for-3, looks good. Also walked, don't forget. Good eye at the plate. I was excited. Now you've got Bucks basketball tonight. I may have to have two televisions in my den watching everything today. I can't wait. Great coverage. Appreciate it. And there you go. Thank you very much. I'm excited. I don't know how else to put it. Going to hear from George Hill coming up after the bottom of the hour, by the way. The Bucks, between him and Pat Connaughton, I couldn't tell you which one of those two guys would be the MVP at this point. They've just been that damn good. But I'm looking forward to hearing some of the words of wisdom from George Hill. The Bucks in blank against the Raptors and why? Just asking. The Bucks in blank. 5, 6, 4. This one's from Stelio, who says, do you have any insight on the X's and O's insight where the Raptors, what they like to do on offense and defense? Well, it's basically the Kawhi Leonard show, and everything else trickles down from that. They do run. They don't screen the same. Now, I was watching Golden State. Golden State has screen. Golden State makes it look so easy to run that offense. They double screen. They bring Steph around. They just make it look so easy. Last night, I'm sitting there watching a game last night. And look, Portland's just outgunned. You know, I love Terry Stotts. I think Terry Stotts is a tremendous coach. I'm rooting for Portland, oddly enough, because just because of Terry, I think they're that good. But they're just outgunned. They're just outgunned. So last night, I'm watching Steph come off two screens. He's so wide open, and Klay Thompson's man, who was covering him, drops off to try to get to Steph. Klay Thompson and Steph are standing next to each other. Klay Thompson handed Steph the ball, who then hits some awkward throw-up fadeaway three, and it goes through. Steph Curry was 9 of 15 last night from beyond the arc. They shot from three last night 51.5%. And Portland's a pretty good defensive team. They're not bad. Now, they didn't hit their shots last night worth the damn. They shot 25% beyond the arc and 36.1% from the field. They were just outgunned completely. Maybe it's just the jitters. Maybe it's the Oracle. I don't know. But the Toronto Raptors run a little bit of what Golden State does. They try to screen Kawhi and Lowry open often. They don't run it to the same success. At times, it seems to be a little scattered. And the Bucks are really good at communication when it comes to switching off. I'll say this. I would be tonight stunned if the Bucks lost this game. I would be stunned. Now, knock me over with a feather, dead stunned, no. But I would be stunned if the Bucks even thought about losing this game tonight.
Well, guess what? If they lose tonight, by any margin, whether it's a point or it's by 25, I'm not going to be freaking out.
Oh, no, I'm not freaking out. I would be stunned if they lost.
I'm not doing it. I didn't do it the last time when they fell against Boston. It could happen. You never know. It could happen. The Bucks could show up lethargic and off, but I think they kind of learned their lesson after game one. Game one against Boston was a wake-up call. It humbled them a little bit. And they took off. I would expect them tonight to come in with a ton of intensity, a ton of focus, and to play like the Bucks that we know and love. It's very hard to find any legitimate arguments to say that the Raptors could beat the Bucks in seven games.
855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Call us, give us a shout. We're going to hear from George Hill coming up. Hey, stay tuned. But before that, I want to let you know that at Cousin Subs, they've been serving up the made-to-order subs hot off the grill for some time now, for over 45 years. Their grilled sub lineup includes the cheesesteak, Philly, bacon cheddar, bacon mushroom Swiss, all made to your choice, your order, with the USDA prime steak or all white meat chicken. Each sub topped with only the finest, freshest sliced Wisconsin cheeses and veggies, by the way, and the signature baked bread. Don't forget about the delicious fries, the Wisconsin cheese curds. You can order online for pickup or now, yes, some locations offer delivery at CousinSubs.com. Cousin Subs, where they believe in better, the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. We are going to hear from George Hill next in the Bill Michaels Show.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We are back. We are glad you are here. We are excited for tonight. Bucks Raptors 7:30 Fiserv Forum. Can't get here soon enough. It just can't. I'm fired up. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Neumail Medical. Neumail, treating guys with ED, 98% success rate. All you got to do is call the medical experts. The medical experts at Neumail Medical. Get your game back on. Get your game back on. By the way, if you're feeling sluggish, if you're tired, if you're moody, brain fog, that kind of thing, no stamina, they can help you out maybe with some low T treatments, if that's indeed is what is ailing you. Or the all-in-one weight loss program. I was just sitting here a little earlier. Chuck Freeman was in here. We were kind of sharing weight loss stories. Chuck's working out. I'm working out, kind of taking account of all the calories and stuff like that. It's been great. Feel great, but I got this goal. It's kind of a crazy goal, but see what I can do. See if it works out here in the next month. So most people just want to lose 5-10 pounds. Not me. I'm rather ambitious. and committed, or should be committed, one of the two. But Neumel get you there. 414-455-4451. 414-455-4451. That's the Neumel Medical Center. George Hill. Now, if you listened to our Milwaukee Basketball Hour some months ago, when we were over at the garage up off of Brady Street, and we had talked to George Hill at the time and said, you know, hey, are you one of these, you know, basketball guys, you being the veteran, you're always watching film, always watching games? And he went, no. Once I go home, I don't watch basketball. And we started talking. I said, well, what do you like? And he said, I like Joanna Gaines. Really? My wife likes Joanna Gaines. Really? DIY? He's like, man, I'm all about Fixer Upper. He's all about, well, you know, looking at fixing up old properties and all that kind of stuff. And so, no, I don't do it. So he was asked, hey, you know, Raptors, that final game, man, that was amazing. Are you watching those games to pay attention to see what's about to come into the Fiserv Forum?
I wasn't even thinking about the game. It was Mother's Day. I think my wife would be mad at me if I paid more attention to that.
Mother's Day? No, I'm not watching it. No, I'll watch film on Mother's Day. I'm good with that. You know. All good. Hey, he was asked, is it good to have more film on the Raptors with that series going seven games?
I mean, it's really good. I think all of us just wish we could start playing sooner. But, you know, to know who we're playing and get to break those film studies down and, you know, personnel and things like that makes it a better feeling when you're just not coming here just with your head in the cloud trying to figure out who you're going to play. So
there you go. Yeah, it's always good. We got more film. When you get a chance to see a team, you know, battle like that and wear each other out. Okay, yeah, it's great. I just wish we were playing. We're ready to go. We're ready to go. He's just such a casual guy. And you're talking about one of your veterans. You know, this is one of your veterans. He also was asked the Raptors, hey, they're good, and you want to focus on the Raptors, but you more so focus on yourself and your start.
I mean, it's a very good team. You know, they're led by Kawhi, and they have a great all-star in Kyle. So they got a lot of guys who can play their role and know their role and do a great job. But at the same time, we've got to focus on ourselves.
He talks about, now, in that series with Boston, between George Hill and Bledsoe, Kyrie, they slowed him down. They frustrated the hell out of him. Now he's talking about how you slow down Kawhi.
Team defense. You know, that's the most important thing. It's not one individual guy. It's not anyone that can do it by themselves. You know, we got to continue to communicate as a team, rely on everybody to do their job and do very well at it. Guys on the help side, B, and just make it tough. You know, you're not going to stop him like you said, but you can try to slow him down as much as possible.
That's it. Just slow him down. Then there's Marc Gasol, a guy that we don't even talk about too much. He discussed Marc Gasol.
I mean, he's just a solid big who can pass, who can score, who knows the game very good. So we know they're a different team, and, you know, regular season doesn't mean anything in the playoffs. You know, we can't go off the regular season record. It doesn't matter. But at the same time, you know, the focus has to be on ourselves and do what we've been doing all year and bring energy and effort.
Bring the energy, bring the effort, get yourself going. It's all about team basketball. And look, we've talked about this time and again. It's usually a prolific night from an opponent or a terrible night from the Bucks that have cost the Bucks ball games. I just don't think the Bucks are going to do that. I think the first game against Boston was a big wake-up call, and they've been on a mission ever since. He talks about the game one loss to Boston.
I think it was huge for us to not take it for granted. You know, I think we came in on our high horse because the success we have versus Detroit. But just to show, you know, it's new round, new team. You can't take any possession, any game for granted. And I think we'll be all right for this next series.
They're going to be good. I'm counting on it. He talks about on being the only current Buck to play in an Eastern Conference Finals.
You know, just, you know, bringing examples of, you know, my experiences and things like that. But I think the guys know how big this moment is. I think all of them know that we have a great opportunity to go out and compete and play for something big. So I don't think anything has to be said for me as far as the magnitude of the game. I think more, you know, when they make their runs and things like that, to just be in people's ear, to stay positive, continue to chip it away and just play the game.
Also, talk about the bench and the depth.
I mean, just continue to do what we've been doing all year. You know, come in and try to spark the game and play with energy and effort. You know, that's all we can control, and I think that's all we think about is how we can impact the game on both ends of the floor.
And look, the bench has been key to this team all season long. One of the guys that's finally back and hopefully feeling it and has had a little bit of time after getting his feet wet in game five. Is Malcolm Brogdon. He discusses Brogdon's impact.
I mean, he's going to bring us what he's been bringing us all year. You know, another tough guard, another big guard, defensively and offensively. Just knows how to play and, you know, knows how to get this thing going just like he's been doing all year. So I'm just happy to have him back, and, you know, we're going to need him too.
Hey, reminder, next Wednesday night, 1 week from tonight, the Milwaukee Basketball Hour is back. Going to be at Rare Steakhouse, Milwaukee. Our guest, we don't know who it's going to be yet, but we know that we're going to be talking a lot of postseason basketball, and there's still hopefully more than a few weeks left of the Milwaukee Basketball Hour, but it is going to be at Rare Steakhouse, Milwaukee, 1 week from tonight. We're going to be down there and enjoying ourselves, and hopefully you're there as a face in the crowd as well. Yours truly, Steve Novak, will be on hand, and then our guest, and it promises always to be good content, extremely exciting, and really looking forward to it. So hope to see you there. This one is from Joe. And Joe writes in the Wendy's email inbox, he says, I've been a holdout. He calls himself a holdout. All season long, I didn't think this team was going to get it done. Now they're in the Eastern Conference Finals. I'm still a fan, just haven't been to the Fiserv Forum yet. I understand it's a tremendous place. My friends went to see a concert there, and they absolutely loved it. I am jumping on the bandwagon, both feet, watch the shocks break. And then he's got in parentheses, I'm a bigger guy. But I am finally a Bucks fan. I just don't want this team to screw it up after this season. This is exciting, and as excited as I have been about Bucks basketball in a long, long time. We started that the other day. What has it taken? You know, if you're the casual fan, I mean, if you don't like NBA basketball, and there's many of you who don't, I understand that. If you don't like it, there's nothing I can do to convince you otherwise. Okay, you either enjoy it or you don't. But if you are a fan that is not buying in, could you tell me why? Seriously, I mean, could you tell me why at this point? I was on this morning with a station, ESPN station in Toronto, and they were asking about how the fans here have reacted. And while I still, and I think now we're at that fever pitch. I really do. I really believe that we're at the same fever pitch that we were back in 2001. I believe we're there. But if you're one of these fans that says, I'm not buying the box. I'm not, you know, can you tell me why? This is probably the most legitimate shot this team has had in a while. Maybe even going back further than the 2001 box, because they're just so deep. But one of the things that has made this team so appealing has been the fact that it's been unselfish basketball. It's not a lot of stardom of one-on-one and you know, individual play. It's been a team effort. Two, you've got a genuine superstar who has got international appeal and is basically like a 12-year-old kid in a 23-year-old body of a very, very big man. He's just a likable guy. And you listen to a guy like George Hill, who's the aging veteran, he just wants to play ball, just loves it here. You know, you listen to Bledsoe, who took less money to stay in Milwaukee and then went to Middleton and said, hey, dude, you're not leaving me, man. You got to hang. Got to keep the band together. You know, you've got Pau Gasol wanting to get out of a contract so he can come here to be a part of this. Mirotić wanting to come over. Lopez being one of the most valued pickups this offseason, out of any pickup this offseason. And it's been a cog in getting them to this point, who wanted to be here. As a follower, I guess, if you're not a fan, what would prevent you from being a fan at this point? Is there something specific, or is it just you're mad about the tax? Are you mad about, you know, the owners? I mean, what would it possibly be that would deter you from being caught up in Bucks mania? 855-830-8648. We'll get back to the phones. We'll get back to your calls, your thoughts, talk a little Brewers baseball as well. And don't forget, after the top of the hour, Seth Everett, our national baseball insider from Forbes.com, is going to be here also. We will hear from him. So that's all coming up. Hey, by the way, I've got to say thanks to our friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michael Sports Talk Network. 2 weeks from tonight, it's finally back. The Wisconsin State Fair Park and the Budweiser Pavilion gets underway with Rebel Grace taking the stage as the free concert series Wednesday Night Live is back. And it gets underway 2 weeks from tonight, and it's all brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michael Sports Talk Network. Stay tuned. We have more after this.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Hey, sometimes a ride around the block, that's just not enough. You know what I mean? Sometimes. So our friends over at Van Horn Automotive, they said, hey, you know what? Take it for 90 days. Go have fun. Put it through its paces. Get out. Enjoy yourself. Really? Not kidding. Go to VanHornAuto.com and see what qualifies for the 90-day test drive. That's VanHornAuto.com and see for yourself what they have to offer. Many different makes, many different models, 15 dealerships in the state, one outside of the state. They've got them everywhere. And they're great people over there. And by the way, they're family-born and employee-owned. So everybody you talk to has skin in the game. They're all owners over there. You get a piece of the company. They take care of their people. It's VanHornAuto.com. They're all over. Whether it's foreign or domestic, doesn't matter the make or the model. And service specials. Oh, my goodness. They have service specials on their website, too. So if you're looking for oil changes or, you know, transmission fluid changes or whatever happens to be when it comes to maintenance on your vehicle, they can help you out. Go to VanHornAuto.com. That's where I went. That's where I'm highly recommending you should go. Not going to force you to do it, but you know what I mean. That's VanHornAuto.com. Good people. Let's get to it. Jerry, listening to us in Appleton, been on hold a while, listening to us on the score up there. How you doing? What's going on, man?
Thank you, Bill. Very, very excited about this Bucks team. I'll be extremely surprised if they don't make it to the NBA Finals. And if they play up to their capability, I think the only team in the NBA capable of beating them is Golden State. I think it'll be a fantastic Finals. Quick background on one of the reasons I'm so enthusiastic and excited about this. I grew up in the New York area, and I became an NBA fan during the Knicks' glory years starting in 1969. So I remember very well the Bucks winning the championship and all those great Bucks teams in the 70s and 80s. And then I moved here to Wisconsin in 1993, and I've embraced all the Wisconsin teams. But, boy, it has been one heck of a dry spell. There was one trip to the Eastern Conference Finals, but one in 27 years. That's just horrible.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is a great team. I'm very excited, and go Bucks.
Absolutely. Couldn't have said it better myself. All fired. I appreciate the phone call. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. Let's go to Pete, listening to us on WMAM in Marinette, Wisconsin. Pete, how you doing, man?
Hey, Bill. A great show. I really enjoy listening to you guys. But I'm excited about the Bucks and all that, but in general, just not an NBA fan because the refereeing seems to be too inconsistent. There's too much traveling, the fouling, the defense doesn't seem to be there at times, the continuation. I like the college game much more because it's a little bit more disciplined.
Yeah, you know what? And that's, appreciate the phone call. That's fair because if you don't like the NBA style, there's nothing anybody can do to make you like the NBA style. But like he said, you can kind of get caught up in what's going on with the Bucks. And I think that's very, very real. I think there's a lot of people that are getting caught up in that and enjoying that. And that's fantastic. That's what it's all about. It's what it's all about. 855-830-8648. Sean, listening to us in Racine. Sean, how you doing, man? What's going on?
Hey, I was just going to actually mention kind of what that previous caller just said. My brother-in-law is a huge sports fan. He actually has a podcast for stuff he does in the NFL stuff, but he is not a fan of the way the NBA game is played nowadays between defense, the way calls are made. There's a lot that he doesn't care for as a whole. So he's still a fan of the Bucks, but he barely follows them that much throughout the regular season. He's obviously keeping an eye on it now in the playoffs, but to him, the NBA as a whole isn't what it used to be. Other than that, for me, I'm all about it. I can't wait to see what happens tonight. I've said from the beginning, I agree with you, Bucks in five. I really can't see how they can win, the Raptors, that is, more than one game in this series just because of the matchups. You know the Bucks are going to be able to – all they have to really do is try to limit Kawhi. Even if Siakam goes off, Lowry's a shell of himself, and they can't match up as far as the bench goes. One of my other buddies I've been talking with, I was explaining some of the stuff you guys went over yesterday. He lives out in Utah, and he ended up saying that obviously he agrees this will be a good series, but he thinks it's going six. But then when I pointed out what you said about the whole stats where the Bucks beat out the Raptors in every single team statistic except for free throws, he said that it's actually gotten even more of a distance as far as, say, points per game and stuff like that between the Raptors and the Bucks in the postseason.
Right.
So it kind of reinforces even more what you're saying. I really don't see how they can win more than one game.
I just don't.
Fear the deer.
I agree. Bucks in five. I completely, completely agree with you. The Bucks may lose one, but I can't see them losing more than that. I just can't. Hey, when we come back after the top of the hour, our National Baseball Insider from Forbes.com, our buddy Seth Everett, is going to be joining us. Also, we're going to continue it. Coming up, bottom of the hour, Eric Name of The Athletic, the Milwaukee Basketball Hour Insider, is going to be here. We'll chat with him. We'll chat a little bit with Paul Emick, our Green and Gold analyst, later on in the program. We're going to hear from Eric Bledsoe as well. I cannot wait. I'm excited. I'm fired up. Oh, like the day can't end half. We're already through half the show, and the day can't get here. The end of the day can't get here quick enough. More of the Bill Michael Show next.
Border to border, the Bill Michael Sports Talk Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.